don't know. Too McCockery.
Maybe somebody will call and set us straight. Seems like whenever you mispronounce things, we hear about it. So maybe somebody's awake.
Usually from my older sister. I wonder why she's not calling already.
I doubt she's up.
How late did she stay at Uncle Rennie's last night?
You know, I want all the listening audience to appreciate us being here this morning, because I think of all the shows we do all year long, this is the hardest show to do. The Saturday after Thanksgiving.
And so why didn't we share the misery this year like we have the last couple of years? Where's our...
No, they had no fresh music this year.
What do you call that?
Ukulele.
Our ukulele players.
Yeah. Romero's...
I think that was bull. I think they were just tired of dragging down Saturday morning, getting up like, man, I can't believe they do this. This isn't any fun.
We have the opportunity, because we're such a big clan, of spreading Thanksgiving over about a whole week. And Thursday, we're generally with Jennifer's family. And then Friday, we're generally with the Romero side of the family. And it was a fairly big event. I don't know how many people were there last night. 45, 50?
No.
I bet so. I bet if you count them up, there was.
Okay. I'll count them.
Okay, Ronnie, you're just counting.
Teresa and I counted yesterday. It was 25 this year. Last year it was 50. Like, okay. When we had everybody here, it wasn't even everybody, but last year was a big year at 50.
Okay, so we have a big get-together. Well, we always have to leave early that night, you know?
I know.
Just when everything's getting cranked up, we bail out about
8:30. Just when it's time to do dishes.
9 o'clock. Yeah, about
sorry,
time
Rennie,
it's to dish,
go.
We bail out. And... So we miss the entire family event. We've missed that. We ought to start recording this show, I think, this particular weekend.
All right, let's do it.
Then we can enjoy the full. We're talking about shopping local this morning and what that can do not only for helping the local economy, but what it can do for creating a little bit more charm in your gift giving, a little bit more character, a little bit more substance, rather than just the pasteurized, homogenized, you know, order off the internet, whatever. And we were talking about Prescott. We were talking about Green Valley. And let's talk a little bit about Tucson. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that's coming out of Tucson right now is a barbecue spice.
Oh, our friend, Barbecue King.
From Val Romero. He's put together his own special spices. You can find it at AZ Grill in Hearth. AZ Grill in Hearth. And he's got the flavors named for various Elvis Presley songs. He has Hunka Burnin' Rub. He has Rub Me Tender.
Hmm.
So all available right there on his website, AZ Grill in Hearth.
We've tried them. They're very good. I'd like them even if they weren't good, because I like Elvis, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's a bonus because it's clever and it's tasty.
And how about my newfound love about 5 years ago, mesquite tortillas?
Oh, my goodness. Now you're going to be in trouble because trying to pronounce the carrier. What is that? Tortilla.
Tortilla.
Karen, call in.
Arevalo.
All right. That's our best shot.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you know the name of, is this that?
For somebody with the last name Romero, I should be better at Spanish.
Is this what, Rome?
What is this place? Is this where they get all those crazy trinkets and
faces? That's Tubac.
Oh, okay.
But this is where they make the mesquite tortillas.
And she's featured in the Edible Baja from last month, a couple months ago. And she just has this heart for making mesquite food. And the tortillas are available online. The link is on our resource guide. But if you're in Tucson, basically you have to find her at the farmer markets down there. And she sells out really quickly. And they're absolutely amazing. Just
I found
tasty.
A little grocery store on Speedway that carried them. But
you have to get there at the right time.
She never had. Yeah. Well, we're out. But you actually, last time we were there, picked up some of the mesquite flour.
And then this year I made my own mesquite flour and we made some. So that's a lot of work. So if you just want to buy some mesquite tortillas, you can order them online. And you can find her at the farmer's market.
And making your own mesquite flour. Talk a little bit about what is involved there.
Oh, you just have to wait till the pods are dry, like they snap. There's no green in them. And preferably you pick them off the tree, but that's kind of hard to do. So to get them in time. So you harvest them quickly when they fall. And then
you were putting a sheet down.
I was, so I could tell what was fresh.
Okay.
And then we have a really strong bullet blender. you throw the entire thing in there. I mean, shell, beans, everything, and just grind it till it turns to powder. And then you make, you know, use it as flour. I mixed it half and half with regular flour and made tortillas. They were absolutely delicious, very sweet.
Well, I love the mesquite tortillas. I've kind of developed a real hankering for them. And how about TucsonTamale.com?
Do you know they sold 1 million tamales last year? And they have over 40 varieties. And you can find them in some of the local shops around town. I think Whole Foods carries them and a couple others. So you can find that. And you can order them online as well. But if you, they even have a dessert tamale. But everything, I love just a traditional tamale. And I love a green chili tamale. She has everything. Just absolutely wonderful. Great time of year to give tamales. Kind of traditional. Traditional Arizona gift.
The other shop down in Tucson was ShopOrganic.com. Mm-hmm. Was another one that we found.
Yeah, all kinds of products, food, everything. If you have just a real conviction about organic, that'd be a great place. A couple of Tucson moms started that one as well. And of course, they have tons of really great food. They have the granola.
At ShopOrganic.com?
No, this is another one that's available. Hang on, I'm going to.
Bird's Nest Baking?
That's it. Yeah, the Bird Nest Baking. Absolutely delicious granola. And they're at the farmer's markets. Really organic, wholesome, good stuff.
And then you can bring it on up into the Phoenix area as well. Of course, you've got the Phoenix Home and Garden magazines. You can send that away to your friends. And that's always kind of a great little reminder. You can also get any of the Arcosanti windbells. I mean, those are kind of iconic Arizona gifts, don't you think?
I do. And you know, a good place to get that sort of thing is the Sibley's West in Chandler. But it's also online. Products from all over the state, all kinds of artists. Great shopping.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.